Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio.
At last night's special meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education, they went into executive session and came out, and they named the new principal for Housatonic Valley Regional High School. That will be Assistant Principal Ian Striver. Now, he was offered the position. Of course, there's some negotiating to go, but they came out of that meeting and they offered him the position. That announcement will be made to the faculty and rest of school body today at Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
The Whit Clinton Professor of History at Columbia University, author and Pulitzer Prize-winning historian, Dr. Eric Foner, will deliver the 22nd annual W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture at Bard College at Simon's Rock. That'll happen at 7 p.m. in the Daniel Arts Center at the McConnell Theater. The lecture is free and open to the public. There'll be a spaghetti dinner to benefit Joey Morey on Friday, April 13th from 5 till 8 at the James A. Modolo VFW Post, South Main Street in Great Barrington. There'll also be a 50-50 raffle, locally donated raffles, $15 for couples, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Support a local Berkshire resident with severe health condition and multiple upcoming surgeries. Tickets available at Lindell's in Canaan or at the door. Contact 413-717-7249 for more information. The Northwest Corner Prevention Network will present a community opioid and panel discussion on Friday at 6 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Refreshments will be served. April 13th, 14th, 15th, the Quiet Executive Frank L. Teal, Mary Stuart Masterson, and Jeremy Davidson's Storyhouse Documentary Theater presents a live theater piece based on investigation case files, interviews, and more. That happens at the Murray Sanctuary in Tivoli. Fisherman's Breakfast, a buffet breakfast provided by On the Run, happens Saturday the 14th at Town Grove in Lakeville from 7 till 10, $10 for adults, $7 for kids age 10 and under, accompanied by adults. The Sharon Historical Society on the 14th presents Fashionably Connecticut, A Century of Connecticut Fashions, 1860 to 1960. It presents that lecture program by the Connecticut Historical Society. More information at SharonHist.org. That'll be Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30. Maplebrook School hosting its 14th annual regional student art exhibit on its main campus. The show features artwork from a group of student artists from seven regional schools. Participating schools include the Millbrook School, South Kent School, Weebatuck High School, Stissing Mountain High School, Salisbury School, the Hotchkiss School, and Maplebrook School. The exhibit is open to the public Saturday and Sunday, April 14th and 15th, and April 21st and 22nd from 1 to 4 by appointment. A roast beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post, 126th Legion Hall behind the firehouse in Sharon on Saturday, servings from 4 until 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5 when accompanied by adult, all-you-can-eat takeouts available. A paint and sip at the Sharon Audubon will happen on Saturday from 6 till 8 p.m. to benefit the Audubon Center. It's $35. It's a BYOB. There's a limited space of 20. More information is available at 860-364-0520, extension 108, or Berkshire Paint and Sip on the web. Coming up in Germantown on April 14th, a social event begins at Claremont Mansion, where guests will gather for wine and hors d'oeuvres before dispersing for a special meal at host residences. The evening benefits the Claremont State Historic Site and the free cultural programs the Friends of the Claremont offer the community. That's at 6 p.m. Roger and Lenny will be at the Annex in Millerton, New York, performing. Roger Cohen and Lenny Sutton bring a fresh perspective to familiar and not-so-familiar songs. Doors open at 7. A $5 suggested donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The Millbrook Literary Festival Young Writer Showcase is calling all writers to become part of that and enter. Finalists must read their poem at the festival on May 19th to be eligible. Entries must be typed and submitted electronically to fountainpress@yahoo.com. The deadline for entries, April 15th. For more information, millbrookliteraryfestival.org.
It's the Salisbury School Flood Athletic Center Carnival, which benefits the Jane Lloyd Fund, coming up on April 14th. Hours for the community from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Hours for other high schools, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's $5 per person or $20 per family. There's a mechanical bull, bungee extreme, knocker ball, hippo chow down, gala ball, pirate combo, adrenaline rush, ultimate sports combo, laser tag, rapid fire, and more. Ben and Jerry's truck and a pizza truck, popcorn and cotton candy machines. Once again, the hours for the regular community, 6 to 11 p.m. And for high schools, 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. The Salisbury School Flood Athletic Center Carnival benefiting the Jade Loin Fund this April 14th at Salisbury School.
The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Main Street. In support of the National School Walkout protest planned for April 20th, Berkshire Edge and Green Tea Party of Great Barrington offering a free screening of the Children's March, the Oscar-winning documentary depicting the historic Children's March of 1963 with original and reenacted footage. That will be shown on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. On Sunday, Berkshire's Jazz making its first appearance in Western Massachusetts. The Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra performs some of the well-known music from the Kenton Library, along with new material written in the Kenton style at Monument Mountain High School in Great Barrington at 7 p.m. Audubon Sharon will be hosting several free Woodcock Walks in the week of April 17th through 21st at 6:30 at the Sharon Audubon Center on Route 4 in Sharon, with naturalist Jack Adams providing fun evening at the Sharon Audubon Center, enjoying the elaborate and exciting displays of the American woodcock each night from the 17th through 21st. Groups will meet at 6:30 at the Audubon Center. More information at 860-364-0520, extension 108. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 24,189.45, down 218.55 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 7,069.03, and the S&P 500 at 2642.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.